I am a firm believer that the psalm should always be sung. So I hope that you can imagine today's psalm sung refrain. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. God is speaking to us every day, sometimes in words, but often in encounters with others, or movements in our thoughts and feelings that stir us to deeper relationship with God and with each other. Every day we have different chances to listen to God speaking to us. Certainly the scripture for today, or another reading, prayers, whether at Mass or another liturgy, these speak to us. You may find that there are certain prayers that call to you, certain songs even. I have often prayed with music and find it stirs my heart. There's even a psalm set to music by the Irish rock band U2, Psalm 40, that is on both my retreat music list as well as my usual rock music list. But today, let's consider a hallmark of Pope Francis's papacy, encounter. How do we hear God's voice in our encounters with others? The Ignatian Examen gives us a chance to look at our encounters with others, and I encourage you to try and examine in light of your encounters with others each day. Ask God to illuminate your conversations or interactions with the people you encountered through the day. Was there someone whom you avoided, whom you dreaded meeting? Was there someone who needed help, a kind word, a smile? What did you say? What did you do? What do you feel God wanted you to say or to do in interacting with that person? What about someone whom you are afraid to encounter? Someone who has threatened or abused you, or whom you fear might harm you or make you feel unsafe? There are resources, and here is where we as church can help be God's voice to those who need to hear that violence is not acceptable, that bullying and threatening are never acceptable. We as church need to hear this in our society, from each other, and from the church. When I call for help, a pastoral response to domestic violence against women is a 2002 publication from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and I quote, "The Catholic Church teaches that violence against another person in any form fails to treat that person as someone worthy of love. Instead, it treats the person as an object to be used." And what does that mean for our encounter with someone who has been abusive or violent? What are we as Catholic Christians to do when we encounter such behavior? Jesus asks us to speak out against violence and to accompany those who are victims of violence as he did and as he was. In a few weeks, we will hear of his passion and death and how, even as a victim of violence, he forgave his abusers and killers. Jesus' many encounters with those who needed healing, who are sinners, was certainly consistent with his desire to heal those who harmed him and to allow them to seek forgiveness for their cruel words and actions. Even in his death, Jesus was merciful and wished that we be likewise. Tomorrow we celebrate the Feast of St. Patrick of Ireland, himself a victim of abuse and violence, who came back to minister to the people who had abused and been violent to him, following the example of Christ. To minister to those who have been violent to us is not easy. Continuing with that document from the Bishops' Conference, we hear, "Forgiveness, however, does not mean forgetting the abuse or pretending that it did not happen. Neither is possible. Forgiveness is not permission to repeat the abuse. Rather, forgiveness means that the victim decides to let go of the experience and move on with greater insight and conviction not to tolerate abuse of any kind again." I encourage you to look up this document on the USCCB website and to consider how, in your encounters, you can help turn away people from violence and abuse and urge them to seek forgiveness. And if you wish to learn further how to be able to forgive someone who had been abusive to you, a family member or a friend, I recommend the book Forgiveness, A Catholic Approach by R. Scott Hurd, who compiles wisdom from the Church and examples of those moving forward from tough situations of abuse and violence, following the example of Jesus. If you have been abusive or violent, whether in words, thoughts, or actions, I urge you to seek help, to ask for assistance in turning away from violence and abuse, and to listen to God's voice. You are not forgotten by God, our loving Father, who wants you to be a reflection of His love for us. It is never too late to ask God for pardon and peace. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart.